This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy first day of the seventh week of isolation. It's 7:10 in the morning. Monday. Oh, thank God you're here Monday. I was so bored by my weekend. This part of the show is brought to you by radio.com. Remember when you post on your social media, use the hashtag stay connected to keep us in the loop. I haven't been remembered to do that. I got to do that.
I did it.
Good for you, Vincent.
But I only posted one thing to your, I don't know how many.
Like, oh,
I can't keep up. So I don't know what's better, posting a lot, which is probably better than posting one thing in a week.
Well, there's a happy medium in there somewhere, I'm sure. I just find myself, I'm like, well, here's my phone and that's happening. Let's get that going.
Right.
Yeah. John actually let me post a song this weekend, which was unheard of. But
the
I played
ukulele?
It back. Yeah. He was playing on the ukulele.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. And we were singing a Monkey song. Well, I guess it's a Neil Diamond song and a Smash Mouth song. But we were singing that, and I was like, oh, listen, the harmony sounds so good. Let's post it. He goes, all right, go ahead. I think I'm just wearing him down, you know?
I think we're all wearing down. That's what the point I was trying to make earlier. Even people who are good are coming undone. This is hard. It's harder than, you know, I get it. It's not World War II.
We don't have to fight
the Germans, but it still sucks.
It does. Well, it's just hard. Anytime you've got restrictions on you, you automatically resent them. Like, you know, if I was free to leave whenever I wanted to, I'm sure I'd be like, no, I'm not going anywhere. But now that I can't.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The first text of the day says, sorry, guys, quarantine's over. Time to get our freedom back. I think that's a feeling on a lot of people's mind is, okay, we've done what you've asked.
It's been a long time.
It's too much, though. We need to get back to work. And I understand why people feel that way.
Absolutely.
So.
But please, for everyone's sake, just, you know, wait until you get the government mandate. Yay, the government. Okay, let's start with a round of dead or alive. Kim Jong-un, dead or alive?
Well, I'm seeing mixed reports. I'll go dead, Bob.
I kind of want to go dead, too. He hasn't been seen since April 11th. TMZ put out a blast that the dude's dead. Then I'm like, what? I go start to look on, you know, reliable sources. And everything from he's dead to he had a heart attack to he had a procedure that he needed to have to he's in grave danger. He's in the ICU. No one's seen him. I was like, oh, boy, I didn't even realize this was going on. You know, they say North Korea has no cases. Surprise.
Yeah.
They don't see anybody. So we can't even chalk it up to COVID-19 getting him. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has not been seen in public since April 11th. People are speculating about his health right now.
Well, one of the things was, because I did read this article, or there's probably multiple, but they have a huge holiday on April 15th that he should have been at.
Mm-hmm.
It's their celebration of the, I don't know, Jong-un or Kim family taking control of the...
Oh, what a wonderful celebration that must be.
I don't know, but I just...
Everyone act happy. Do it. Gunpoint.
Right.
Go.
But that's a place... That's an event he would not have missed. So that's many people are saying that's... But look, and you try to put logic to it. Well, okay, so if he's okay, poke your head out a window, dude. Just wave to everybody.
Right.
But he's... Who knows what that guy's deal is? He You can't put anything logic to anything he's up to.
That right. There's no question. Logic is not playing a large part in what's happening in North Korea. A South Korean newspaper reports that he needed a procedure, some kind of a, I don't know, bypass or whatever, due to excessive smoking, obesity, and overwork. And the rest of North Korea went, what's obesity? Yesterday, though, South Korean officials said he's alive and well, staying in a coastal city called Wonsan, where he has a luxury compound. And apparently his train was spotted. I think this is the place that his train was spotted. And they're saying that because that's how he travels, mm-hmm. is via this, you know, elaborate, fancy-ass train. They're saying that's an indicator that he's there. But the other people are saying that that could be just, you know, a ruse to make people think that he's vacationing.
Well, right. Again, poke your head out, dude. Just give everybody a wave. Then
let
then
everybody see
knows.
You. Dennis Rodman is praying for him. But Dennis. Question remains, is Kim Jong-un dead or alive? I'm
so
with you,
though. No right answer.
No, yet, there anyway. Is. There's nothing. I mean, you can. There are places who are saying definitively yes and definitively no, but there's so many places saying stuff that... And reliable sources, too. Like, nope, he's alive. No, no, he's definitely dead. So I guess we'll find out at some point, right? I mean, won't they have to do something with his body? What do they do with bodies in Korea?
No idea.
Is it just a burial thing? Yeah, I don't either. Well, did you watch any of that first Saturday Night Live at home?
I did not. I give them a ton of credit for trying. I read the reviews, which were not great, but no, I did not watch either of the... they've done two episodes now?
Yeah, they did one this past Saturday, the second at-home episode. There were some improvements, but it just goes to show you, you need the energy of a live audience, and you need Pete Davidson not to do anything anymore. Like, that guy, come on, enough out of him.
Oh, really? He was bad, huh?
He was bad last time he did these... two rap songs. It's like all he has to offer is these terrible rap songs. Although I'm reading here, I must have just started fast forwarding halfway through because it's called Stuck in the House is his thing. And apparently Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider joined.
Oh.
Remotely, I assume. I don't know. I didn't see it because I was just like, well, this sucks, and fast forwarded it. I'm just a mean lady, I guess.
Well, it's your time. You get to do what you want with it.
Right. And frankly, we did watch most of the show, and there's just so many not funny things, but you're just hopeful for them, you know? So Brad Pitt was the host. He kicked off with a cold opening where he's playing Dr. Anthony Fauci and sort of showing Fauci reacting to things that Trump was saying. Did you grab any of the audio from that?
Good evening. I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. First, I'd like to thank all the older women in America who have sent me supportive, inspiring, and sometimes graphic emails. Now, there's been a lot of misinformation out there about the virus. And yes, the president has taken some liberties with our guidelines. So tonight, I would like to explain what the president was trying to say. And remember, let's all keep an open mind.
We had a great meeting today with a lot of the great companies, and they're going to have vaccines, I think, relatively soon.
Relatively soon is an interesting phrase. Relative to the entire history of Earth, sure, the vaccines gonna come real fast. But if you were to tell a friend, I'll be over relatively soon, and then showed up a year and a half later, well, your friend may be relatively pissed off.
So in the end, he winds up pulling off his wig and his skull cap and thanking Fauci for hanging in there, and then did the live from New York.
Oh, okay. Was that a gag in the beginning? Is there some story I missed about all the females sending him sometimes graphic emails? What is that?
I hadn't heard about that, but maybe that was just a funny line. He figured, you know, thank you to the middle-aged women who are into me.
Oh.
I guess. Maybe there's a whole thing about it. I didn't see anything about that.
I feel like I must not have known what that joke was referencing, but okay.
Maybe he's getting some racy stuff.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah. Paul Rudd showed up to FaceTime a cousin, Mandy, played by Heidi Gardner. A little bit offensive if you have some mental health issues. But, you know, sometimes it was funny. Kenan Thompson brought back his, it's funny because my husband just did not, he was just like, oh, I just don't find this guy funny at all. But I love the what's up with it. What is up with that? I used to love when he would do that. And I haven't seen it, and they haven't done it in a couple of years. And it's just, you know, the whole joke is that he would have a guest on, and then, but then the music would start kicking in, and the guests wouldn't really get to say anything. So he has like Charles Barkley and DJ Khaled are on there, and the running joke is that Lindsey Buckingham, they never wind up having time for him. And then they actually have time for him, but his Zoom camera gives out. It just, you know, connection lost.
Cute.
Miley Cyrus did Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, which, look, I actually like Miley. I think she's fine. She's got her own way. This was the most soulless, robotic performance of any song I've ever seen in my life. I thought it was absolutely terrible. But that's just me. That's one of my all-time favorite songs.
Here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same old ground, and how we found the same old fears. I wish you were here.
You know, the funny part for me was the solo in that song is so iconic. And instead of like, I thought, oh, maybe she'll sing that solo. But instead she just sort of mimicked along with what the guitar player was doing. Uh-oh. I mean, she's a talented young lady, like nothing against her, but oh my God.
Well,
I did not love that rendition.
I'll be curious to see if she does if Pink Floyd gets any bump as young people go, what was that song? And figure out that there's an actual original that's 100 times better than the version right. She just did.
Oh,
I
God,
hope that's
that song,
the case.
Like the
I know
song.
For a fact that Trolls World Tour did a couple songs, rock songs that suddenly my kid likes.
Right.
And I'm like, let me play the original for you. And she likes the original. And I'm thinking, hey, you know what? However they can get exposed to the greats works for me.
I suppose there's something to that.
So maybe Miley will give Pink Floyd a bump.
Nickelodeon is going to go ahead with the Kids' Choice Awards on May 2nd. That's this Saturday. They're going to do it remotely because that's how we do things now. This is the first award show to go that route. And they were originally scheduled for May 22nd, but they're going to go early. Victoria Justice is hosting. I guess. I probably shouldn't say hostessing. And celebrity guests include The Rock, Ariana Grande, Kristen Bell, Camila Cabello, Millie Bobby Brown, Ellen's going to be on there, BTS, Shawn Mendes, Lil Nas X, cast members from Avengers Endgame. LeBron James is going to get the Generation Change Award. And they're also going to present $1 million donation to No Kid Hungry. They also do promise that there will be slime somehow, some way. I don't know, breaking into people's houses, I guess, and sliming.
All right.
A couple deaths, not due to coronavirus. I thought you might actually know about this guy. Jerry Bishop is his name. He has died at the age of 84. He was the announcer for Judge Judy and since the very beginning of her program. But he was a Morning Drive LA disc jockey.
Say his name again.
His name is Jerry Bishop.
I wonder if that's what he used. I don't know it.
60s
but.
Through the 80s. He worked at KFI, KIIS, and KLAC, which
Kiss
I don't
FM
know.
Is the station that Rick Dees worked on. And Rick Dees was the guy my mom listened to in the car for our 1 minute drive down the street to school. So I'm familiar with Rick Dees, but if he was on Kiss FM, that's very famous station in LA. In fact,
right. Well,
our boss
worked
at
there.
Kiss FM. I think our boss started at Kiss FM in LA. Mm-hmm.
He did voiceover work for tons of companies. Miller, Coors, Budweiser, Burger King. He did promos for NBC and ABC. And he had a 15-year run as the voice of the Disney Channel before he joined Judge Judy. So
his voice sounds super familiar. Here
all
it
right.
is. Hold on.
Never fried. America's favorite burger just keeps getting better.
It takes a special kind of energy to keep pace with the demands of a 21st century economy. We should know. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperatives have been there every step of the way. Winning doesn't come easy. It takes teamwork and dedication. That's why OG&E is proud to support your Oklahoma City Blazers.
Oh, boy.
It's a demo.
He has that very familiar... Well, he's got that old school radio
voice. Wait a minute.
Just the deep
rumble. Died, right?
He did.
I was just about to say good for him. That's not good. I'm sorry. Rest in peace, sir, Mr. Bishop.
84 years old. Let's see. He died of heart disease and of being in his 80s,
right.
No doubt. His wife of 51 years, Velma, died back in 07. He married Velma. So there you go. That's one death and then one other here. This guy, if you look him up, he's just one of those character actors. You would never have known his name. But he's been on a ton of stuff you've seen. His name is Gene Donarski.
Gene Donarski.
That guy, right. Exactly. He was on Seinfeld, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He has died at 86. He was also on Star Trek, Batman, The X-Files. He ran a small theater in L.A. Let's see.
Was
the son of Lloyd Bridges' character on Seinfeld. He played Izzy Mandelbaum Jr. He died in a rehab center in Studio City, they're saying.
Oh.
Although at 86.
Oh, rehab, like just old folks home.
When I hear rehab, there's a picture of him. There he is on Star Trek.
You know, did you see Close Encounters of the Third Kind in the movie theater?
I don't remember. I've seen it 50 times since then.
The only reason I remember is it's like one of the first movies I remember seeing, and it was, I just was too young for it.
Mm.
Like I couldn't really, I think I even fell asleep.
Yeah, it doesn't say what he played in that. Let me see if there's a, anyway, in 79, he opened up the Gene Donarski Theater near Sunset Boulevard.
Wow.
Born in 1933. Anyway, he has also passed away, but they say he died in a rehab center. Rehabilitation center. They're saying the full word, so maybe they don't mean rehab. I don't know. So rest in peace. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The Quarantine 15 after these.
Oh, boy.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.